Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. This is day 25 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Currently Great with a Greater Future. Billy Graham said, "The most thrilling thing about heaven is that Jesus Christ will be there. I will see him face to face. Jesus Christ will meet us at the end of our journey." Our text today is 1 John 3:2. It reads, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we will know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." John begins today's verse with a statement of where we are right now spiritually. We are God's children right now, if we have been born again. No one has to wait until heaven to become his son or daughter. Every believer is a child of God at this very moment. John emphasizes this fact before he even talks about the future. So currently, we're not poor little victims of our culture just barely surviving down here on earth until we can get to heaven in the sweet by and by. We are not sinners who every once in a while can go do a saintly thing. We are blood-bought children of the God who is both creator and king. In our Father's eyes, we are saints who still have the potential to sin. We are more than overcomers because God loves us. God lavishes his love on us so that we could carry the title of his children. When you think it can't get any better than being called God's child, John moves on to our future with God. As God's child now, we are great, but our future is even greater than our present. One day, we shall be like him, and we will see him as he is. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary give the following explanation of 1 John 3:2. "Something inconceivably wonderful is waiting for God's children, even more glorious than what they now possess. Christians have been born into God's family, and they presently enjoy God's kindness and blessings through Christ. But in the future, they will also fully share his glory. Believers have a vision of it now, but it will be reality when their bodies are resurrected. Believers don't yet know the specifics because these haven't been revealed, but they do know that when he is revealed, they shall be like him. This hints at what this future glory will be like. Though the world is completely ignorant of it, Christ will be revealed to his people and in his people in all his glory as the very likeness of God. And his people will be like him. In the same way, believers will be revealed to the world as God's children, sharing in Christ's glory and beauty." Here are some questions for today. How can you live the abundant life now that your Father desires for you? What does his great love have to do with the greatness of your present life? How can you live a greater life spiritually knowing what awaits you in heaven? Do you think you will be surprised on the day when you see him as he is? What preconceived cultural ideas about God do you think will be exposed when you see who he really is? Thanks for joining us today. Have a great day.